RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Music with a vision. Just imagine a connection between the eyes, music, and education and performance. Well, we're extremely lucky today to have a talented musician and educator who will share her unique inclusion of vision in teaching young students. And it's always special to be able to elegantly connect sight and sound. Sevi Phalangis has studied at the University of Pennsylvania both music and theater. She has recorded, she has acted, she has taught, she has given children with autism hope that they can have through their eyes and their fingers. And we're so delighted to have you, Sevi. Just want to ask you, tell us a little about your journey into the world of music. What really inspired you?
Well, I would imagine that really since I was very young, when I was participating in a spirit of a dance or a piece of music, it's as simple as just how I felt and what I felt I could reach. It was like an intensified level of engagement to the pulse of life. And then I would say that there at the second level is this inexplicable impulse to kind of want to share that impact with others. And it also comes with something I can't really describe as a sense of anything more than a sense of responsibility toward feeling like, can I reach you? Did you feel that too? Did you get that? And from those two impulses in my life and how music and the arts reach me, I guess my journey through life has been a storm of, connections, trying to make connections and trying to understand why art gives us that feeling. And at the level of the craft itself, how can I create those channels of energy through the different techniques to have people feel that thing, that level, you know, that inspires us? And then when I was thinking about through life, the philosophical and the practical relationship of art to life, well, that just brings me to a whole different level of thinking, which also is very much infused in my pedagogical method. And I'm thinking about the paradox that art and teaching are, in that something that's didactic is really not the best way to teach because it only asserts. But what does art do? It actually creates the experience. And I believe that art is so important to culture because we don't really know. We don't really understand unless we've experienced something. So even as a teacher, it's not my job to show a child something. It's my job to, or any student, adult or younger, it's my job to have that person feel the experience. And then at the next level of my journey in life, I'm thinking about how really my teaching experience has honed my fascination for neurology and music and understanding how we're wired or we're not wired to perform things that we think are expected of us. And it's just been a swirl of connections and thinking.
You know, it's interesting. The show is called The Wizard of Eyes.
Yeah.
And it's basically called that because I sort of go beyond the boundaries. And the boundaries, one of the boundaries is healing.
Yeah.
And when people think of healers, they usually don't think of doctors. They think of nurses. They think of nurses' aides. Well, they should think of artists as well. Because even though they didn't know that was their job, you learned that that was your job, was to bring out things in people and to make them be something more than just a drone that copied what you told them. So, I mean, that's phenomenal.
Well, you know, there's at different levels of what you're saying, and I admire also how you're such a Renaissance man and how you think of your profession beyond just the physical. It's the philosophical. It's the psychological. What you're saying about music and healing, one of my heroes is Oliver Sacks, who is actually, his story in Awakenings is highlighted, and he's a neurologist. But the way that music affects the brain and the way we receive the stimulus at all the parameters of music is indeed not mind-boggling. I like to say mind-unboggling, because so many of the stimuli actually help to redirect, to recruit, to create cognitive and social development and actually heal or redistribute cognitive and social development in a person. And we've learned through research that even at a young age, and the earlier we're exposed to not only the actual physical practice of the arts and in music, but actually even just the listening or even the imagining of music can redefine our synapses in the brain and heal, as well as help us grow, help our brain grow. I like to think, though, of music in terms of five different people in history, if you'd allow me to share that with you. I think of Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci, who taught us observe, observe, observe. And from observation, we understand the mechanics behind the illusion of what we perceive. So then, if we understand the mechanics behind that, we can understand how to engage then in the world properly and successfully. By the same token, as an artist, we also understand how to create the illusion, how to create the scaffolding of art so that it's effective. Then when I think about Albert Einstein, I think about two things that he brought into our spectrum of learning. One was his thought experiments. And through that, I kind of gain the insight that we can really use our imaginations to help us align with the physical world as well. And it's just as strong and effective to try to encourage a physical manifestation, a physical reaction, by trying to instill in a student an image and make the impact of that image help that child transform the way he or she is behaving. And then there's Einstein's thought of his insistence of trying to find a theory of relativity, meaning his insistence in trying to find one thing that will make a difference, one theory that will make a paradigm shift. So as an instructor, you try to do that, try to hone in, reduce what is going to make the difference in how a person's performing. I think about Walt Disney. And when I think about Walt Disney, I think about the caricature. And the caricature, to me, is important in that, number one, it makes an immediate, memorable impact. And number two, it's more palatable. We can receive information that might be difficult or less severe with a cartoon-like image. And that's more, I think, successful for children. And then I think of Stanislavski. Stanislavski was a method actor, and his school of philosophy in theater
We're going to have to conclude quickly.
Okay.
So what I want to say is this. Your interconnectedness is what makes it so unusual. Mm-hmm. And the healing, and the fact is there is spiritual quality this. So I have to have you back, and you're going to take a 4-year-old or a 6-year-old through how you teach them on another session. So I hope you can make it.
Okay, absolutely. I have a lot, because I know that you wanted to talk to me about the visual and the visual component of teaching, and I'd be more than happy to come back and talk about the details.
We will get to that. We will do that. I'm Rob Abel, The Wizard of Oz on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for seeing. Thanks for hearing. And, of course, stay well.